When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to The Stars Made Me Do It. You have all three of us here. The Firestorm is reunited for a very special ramble. We've got Martha here. We've got Mimi here. You've got me, Sierra here. And yeah, we are rambling in Firestorm fashion.
Yeah.
I'm ready for
it. Who wants to start?
Well, before we start, if you don't already, follow us over on Instagram at The Stars Made Me Podcast, and you can check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/thestarsmademedoit. We have our Discord community. We've got fun new stuff coming out over there. Check us out. And also, this is one of many rambles. So if you like hearing us talk about
if you like casual chatter with astrology sprinkled in, this is for you.
Exactly.
should I break the ice with an Am I the Asshole?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. So if you are new here, we'll read an Am I the Asshole thanks to reddit.com. And I don't know why I said it like that. That's so weird. Anyway, and then we're going to analyze their personalities and see if they have signs that are very obvious. So this one is, am I the asshole for doing weird/awkward poses whenever my mother-in-law accidentally walks in on me in the bathroom?
Good start.
Yeah. So my mother-in-law, I'm a gal, by the way, came to stay with us for a few weeks till her home is renovated for Christmas. The problem is that she's been randomly walking in on me when I'm in the bathroom. Thankfully, not once has she seen me naked because I started picking up on her behavior after the second time in a week. Weird. Okay. She'd barge in, then turns and say, oh, sorry, and close the door. I tried talking to my husband about it, but he kept ignoring me, then flat out said, so what if she accidentally sees you naked? She's family. He seriously said that. We have a lock, and I could have used it, but I have past trauma from the idea of locking/being locked in a room after my brother locked me in the bathroom when I was 5. So I came up with this idea. I'd go inside the bathroom pretending to use it and wait for her to come, because honestly, it's deliberate at this point. When she accidentally barges in, she'd see me in a weird/awkward position. For example, doing a ballet stand, standing on the toilet, or standing facing the wall with my hands up. Fully clothed, of course. I could see how awkward and weird this would be for her because she'd stand there for a few seconds trying to figure out what I was doing. It was hilarious at first seeing her initial confusion, but she told my husband about it, claiming she's caught me practicing rituals in the bathroom. I cleared things up and revealed the reason why. My husband was livid. He called me childish and said that I made his mom feel terrified/weirded out by my behavior. He said I should have acted maturely and locked the damn door instead of playing mind games. Am I the asshole?
Oh my God.
Okay. Oh my God. There's so much.
She's got some Gemini placements where she's like,
I was going to say Gemini, but, or like, I mean, a version of my mom. This is a version of my mom that like doesn't come out to play because of the Capricorn, but she's an Aquarius moon, Sag rising. Like there's something where it's like, how weird can I be? But also like, this is a hilarious way to deal with a problem. You know,
I do love the Aquarius being in there because it's like, oh, they are going to do this. Let me at least make this an opportunity, and then to make it weird for them and to like, for their perspective, make it awkward for them, and like, I don't care because I know that I'm not doing rituals from the bathroom. I know what I'm doing, but to them, their experience, this is absolutely batshit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm curious though, like, are they a door closed always person, like family? Like, is the bathroom door always closed?
I imagine.
Is that
why
she's like,
yeah, because she said that like she could have locked it. So I'm imagining that she's closing the door, like considering she doesn't want her mother-in-law to see her in the bathroom. I would assume that she's closing the door.
I mean, like When no one's in there, the bathroom's always closed. So you have to like knock to see if anyone's in there kind of thing. When you go to someone's house and their bathroom door is closed and you're like, anyone in there? But I would always knock first. Like,
Yeah,
just weird behavior by the mother-in-law. Why does she want to see her in the bathroom?
I don't know. Very bizarre.
Because there's like an element of, you know, if it was that situation, because I mean, we have a cat who likes to, you know, sometimes nosedive into the toilet. So we have to be a closed bathroom door family here. But like, I feel like there is that to me would be a little bit like, okay, you do not like locking the bathroom door, which I now understand the reasoning behind that. But, you know, if this family's very used to coming up and just opening the door, because obviously if someone's in there, it's locked. I get that part of it. But the fact that she could like pin it down to the point of being deliberate and know that her mother-in-law was coming in, that is very, you know, purposeful for sure.
Yeah.
So what is the mother-in-law, do we think?
I don't know. I mean, like we don't that could too be much of her personality.
I feel like that could be almost like a little bit of Gemini too. There's some sort of curiosity there that it's like, I don't know, I'm just picturing like, I love my mother-in-law, but she's totally the type of person who would burst into a room like feigning that, oh, I didn't know anybody was in here. Like, she is totally that energy. And she's also got Libra placements too, but I don't think that that's necessarily that. I could put it more on like Gemini. Yeah.
I could almost see Pisces placements. My mother-in-law has Pisces energy in her, and I feel like she would walk into the bathroom. I love her so much, but she would do it like just because she or her head is just like in her own world, and she'd be like, oh, I just didn't even realize you were in here.
I kind of feel like I'm seeing Scorpio, because like the fact that she walks in and sees her daughter-in-law just doing a weird pose and then goes, she's doing a ritual, like, girl, it's not that deep. Like, relax.
I feel like that's like just trying to cause drama. Like,
yeah,
so maybe I don't think she actually believes that. Like, sorry, what ritual?
So is this Martha, move? Gemini, Scorpio?
We'll know when she's maybe a mother-in-law. There is an update where she wrote and edited. She said, my husband and his mom are extremely upset with me. He still thinks it was ridiculous and is demanding an apology before she goes back to her home. I'm not sure if I'll apologize because, yes, while it was a me problem that I couldn't use the lock, it still feels wrong what she did, and maybe I'm wrong too, but at least I got it. So did you, apparently, lol, because now I'm famous. A bit of a chuckle. I'm sure Thanksgiving dinner will be hella awkward, especially after what happened. But also, let's talk about, I feel like the husbands in these Am I the Assholes are always cancers, because it's like, no, mommy problems.
I was gonna say,
I would say it honestly reminds me of my partner, in the sense, because he would not give any shits if my mother kept walking in on him in the bathroom. He would not care at all. Or if his own mother did, he'd be like, I don't care, like, I don't care, it's a human
I'm
body.
Just doing
like
a bodily thing.
Yeah, he wouldn't care at all. So if I was like, that's really weird that your mom's doing that, he'd be like, why is that weird? Like, he really wouldn't understand why. I would think
interesting.
And he's got like Aries, Virgo, Sag.
Yeah, I don't know what part of him just doesn't give a shit, but his family,
I mean,
just
Sag
like
Moon
so
is like really blasé-faire. Did I say blasé-faire? Laissez-faire about.
Wait, that's my new favorite expression.
I mean, kind of works. Super laissez-faire about like intimate, like personal things, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he like really doesn't give a shit, but he wouldn't be like mad at me, like, why'd you do that? He would just be like, why do you care?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm just thinking about like in our, I feel like my mother-in-law would laugh so hard if she would never accidentally walk in on me, but like if she did and I was doing a pose for her, I think we would both just absolutely die.
Oh man. There's some sort of like, I really do think there's some sort of Sag energy for the person who's in the bathroom. Like, there's just some, I mean, it could be Gemini, but I feel like the Gemini would really be talking about it more, you know, would really be like, why are you walking in on me? Like, I really feel like there would be a little bit more of a Sag would be like, let me turn this into some sort of ridiculous lesson through the act of poses, you know?
Oh, man.
Yeah,
She's doing
but
rituals. I
oh,
can't.
doing rituals. Like, girl, no, I'm doing a ballet pose. Like, I'm practicing my pirouettes. Do you mind?
I think my mother-in-law would like start doing ballet poses too if she walked in on
That's cute. Oh, are we doing a dance lesson? Love this.
Oh my gosh. She'd be
Oh.
like, I can do that too.
I feel like the
Oh,
mom, I don't know, definitely has to have, there's some sort of, I mean, like really like flustered nature, but at the same time, really spacey or like in, I don't know,
I
like
don't get
privacy
spacey from her.
invasion.
I get
I
like
get more privacy
nosy.
invasion. Yes, nosy, that's the word. I get like Scorpio from the mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that seems like an intentional weird power trip. Like I'm gonna make you uncomfortable.
I
Yeah.
mean, yeah, we could definitely go down that road where, yeah, the whole you aren't good enough for my son and I'm gonna walk in on you and make you feel that way. Like it depends on,
Yeah. I don't know.
the relationship they have before.
But then what about the husband then? What do we think?
I feel like the husbands in these stories are obsolete.
Is this the part of the episode where Mimi mentioned society or
The concept of men.
the
Okay, not the father, the husband. I feel like there's probably, honestly, I could see some Aries and they're like, okay, whatever, just get over it.
Yeah.
But also, I could see like, yeah, Cancer.
Yeah, taking his mom's side. Like, haven't men learned yet, like in life? Happy wife, happy life, not happy mom.
I feel like our audience agrees with that, Martha. You don't have to
Yeah.
be embarrassed to say it. Anywho, that's the Am I the Asshole? Let us know what you guys think, who is who, and if you have had any experience like this with your mother-in-law or your husband or any partner.
Man, I do not think that she's the asshole. I think it's pretty funny. I
No,
think
that's
that,
hilarious.
yeah.
I want people to walk in on me now so that I can be doing poses for them. Also, can we talk about, this has nothing to do with astrology, but can we talk about how if you ask a man where you take your pants down to when you sit on the toilet, it's always the ankles, when not the case at all for women?
Wait, yeah, I don't put my pants to
Absolutely
my
not.
ankles. To the
Wait, ankles.
you're so
That's
right.
true.
Why is that a thing?
How exposing is that?
It is.
Like, that is a vulnerable state. If there's a fire, you're going to be 2 seconds later than me.
Yeah. Is that like something about the whole, I don't know, lack of shame in a way too? Like men not feeling the
Maybe.
same type of like, my pants are down. And we're like, my
Oof.
pants can be pulled
Oh,
up
we're
as fast
talking
as
about the
possible.
concept of men now.
We
Hell
are.
yeah.
Okay, but my thinking is like the bathroom floor is dirty.
Yes, the
Like, I
bathroom
don't
floor
care
is
if it's
dirty.
even my own house. Like, I don't want my
Also,
pants touching the ground.
no, and also usually it's like tile, which means that the room is colder. So like I'm not gonna expose all of my leg.
I
All
really
of my
like the
leg.
different way in which we're all approaching this because Martha is like cleanliness and Mimi is like warmth and comfort.
Comfort.
And I'm like strictly just thinking of a point of laziness. Like, why would you keep going if you don't have
Yeah.
to? Like, pull down as much as
Agreed.
necessary.
I don't, but maybe it's just the freedom element. I don't know.
Or
Anyway, I don't
maybe
know.
it's because their pants are looser. Not as easy to keep around the kneecaps.
Yeah, but if they're man spreading anyway.
Yeah.
I
Oh
don't
man.
know. Yeah, that's so
Mimi,
true. I never thought of
literally.
that. Oh
I'm gonna
man.
ask my
Oh
partner tonight.
man. Please do and report back.
Yeah, I will. Oh, I love the devolving slash evolving of this conversation.
Like I said, a little bit of astrology sprinkled in.
Oh my
Yeah,
gosh.
I
Will say little toddlers, like my daughter's like pants to the ankles. Huh. Well, Yeah,
maybe
but
it's
I
a
think
freedom
that's,
thing.
she's still learning. She's still learning. She doesn't know that the knees are better yet.
Well, let the ankles fly. I don't know. I mean, if that's how she feels free, if that's how we could all feel free, but be a little bit dirty, whatever, you know, everyone
Well, you
should be.
know, her feet don't even touch the ground. They dangle off the toilet, so there's
That's
no
precious.
dirtiness.
That's so
That's true.
precious.
That's true. It's like it's such an interesting thing to think about now, though. Like if you think about like a little kid energy versus, you know, man energy versus most women energy that we're talking about here, where it's like just
You said pants off. I'm taking that literally, like, bam, all the way down.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know.
I mean, very Aries, right? Full
very
send.
Very Aries. Yeah.
Full send. Well, maybe we should learn from the children and the men in our lives. We got to full send it.
Maybe
I don't think
children.
I can do it, though.
I'm just kidding. I do love some men.
Mimi's having a really hard time admitting that, guy.
I just don't want people to think that I'm like just naturally spiteful or hateful. I'm not. I just, it's just the concept of men, the individual men, I'm okay with.
It's like how Aquarius, you know, loves humanity but hates people. Like,
yes.
You, the concept
system.
Of men is hard
it's
for you.
It's the system that I'm angry at. Anyway, okay, who's got to ramble before I just go down a social rant?
Okay. I have a ramble, and I know this is like an immediate bringing it back from the last episode, but since we have the three of us here, I really wanted to do it again. In our last ramble, I brought the fuck, marry, kill that I always call do, marry, kill, and we did it with the, like, within the elements. So it was like, do, marry, kill, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, and I put in all of the zodiac signs into a generator. And I just had it break it up randomly into groups of three. So they're like completely random. And then I thought we'd go through all of us, decide for a fucking
I am so excited. This is just a game where we get to judge. It's fun. I love this. Let's do it.
Well, we're just showing our preferences.
Yes, absolutely.
I like how Martha frames that as preferences. And Mimi's like, full judgment coming up.
I know. Where did that come from? I don't know. I'm a different version of me today. I'm like in a hotel bed or Airbnb bed with like a takeout coffee. So
we're
I'm
recording during Aries season. It's like it's a fiery time right now.
I'm in my
Mercury retrograde
era.
Yeah.
Oof. Okay, give us a combo.
Okay, first combo: Gemini, Capricorn, Cancer.
Okay,
I know.
I think.
What do you?
I think
what?
I already know.
Okay,
go for it, Martha.
Fuck Gemini, marry Capricorn, kill Cancer. And I would never have said that about Capricorn before, but I'm really enjoying male Capricorn energy lately. Also, I'm preferencing male because when I'm thinking about these things, I'm thinking about it in male form.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. I feel like a male and a female Capricorn are very different.
People talk about that. I don't know. Well, like, of course they are, because we're conditioned, like, we grow up being told who we are based on our gender, you know? So, like, a Capricorn man is like much more nurtured, because Capricorn men, like, Capricorns are ambitious and driven, and that's like a quality that is nurtured in men, whereas in women it's kind of shamed or whatever. So like, that's why I see a difference. But people always talk about like, oh, I would never date a Virgo man, but I would date a Virgo woman. And it's like, we're all the same, and we're all completely different, you know?
They are the same, but I think it's the way I perceive and receive them.
Yeah.
Well, also,
I'm thinking
you're straight,
in the male
so like,
form. I love it. I love a female Capricorn. I'm just saying, while we're doing this, I'm thinking about men. Just so, because males are my preference.
Yes,
that's
of course. Not me making everything so much bigger than it has to be. My God. Okay. So my answer for this Gemini, Capricorn, Cancer. My initial reaction was to kill the Gemini, fuck the Capricorn, and marry the Cancer. But then I kind of thought about switching, and I thought a Gemini could be fun.
Very fun. And then,
at you evolving with your
Gemini just for a
energy.
Night, you know?
Yeah.
and then I thought maybe Cancer wouldn't be that fun. So I'm a little lost now. But I think I would definitely want to do either the Capricorn or the Gemini for very different experiences.
Yeah.
And I think I would marry the Cancer, based solely on the fact that my partner and I are a composite Cancer, and I absolutely love our relationship.
Yeah, your partner gives Cancer.
He kind of does.
Like,
but minus
the best,
the meltdowns.
Way. Yeah, no, yeah. Just in like the cuddly homebody way.
I know.
Which I guess also gives Taurus, but anyways.
Yeah. What do you think, Sierra?
Well, when the last time I remember I married Gemini when it was air signs, but and like I don't know what happened with Capricorn, but I'm like, I love both Gemini and Capricorn in such different ways. I'm like, I'm probably killing the Cancer. I mean, like, okay, I'm killing the Cancer. I'm
Yeah, no,
sorry.
you are.
Like, we know me, and I love Cancer energy in a not long term for the rest of my life, solo one-on-one partner way. And I feel like, I don't know, I'm kind of tempted to marry the Capricorn in this situation and then do the Gemini, but I don't know, I
But
feel
you
like that's
already
just a
have
mode
the
I'm in.
Capricorn energy.
I
Yeah,
know,
I
that's
thought
why
you'd
it's
marry the
hard.
Gemini.
That's what I
Yeah.
did last time, but for some reason I'm feeling called to the Capricorn right now. I don't know. I
Okay. I don't
think
know. I feel like a Capricorn is perfect for the fuck option because it's like that's a daddy right there. Like a
Yeah.
zaddy.
Yeah, but if you marry them, you can fuck them all you want. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is a public episode and I am blushing.
I really could go back and forth with marrying the Gemini or the Capricorn. I feel like I'm in such a chaotic moment of my life right now that thinking about being married to a Capricorn sounds really nice. But when I'm in more of my stable mode, I'd be like, yes, I've married to a Gemini moon. Love the Gemini energy. But I think for this episode where I'm at, I'm marrying the Capricorn, doing the Gemini, killing the Cancer.
Love that. Okay, hit us with
All
another
right,
combo. This is
group
my
two.
new favorite segment.
Group two, we have, oh, this is going to be hard for you guys, I feel like. Taurus, Pisces, and Scorpio.
Oh, shit. So all of me.
Yeah.
All of
All
me.
of me.
You guys go first.
I'll
I
go.
think
I know that I'm
okay.
going to kill the Pisces. And I'm going to, oh man, no, I don't know now. Because I'm like, wait, I don't know that I could be married to a Scorpio or a
Or a
Taurus.
Taurus, yeah.
Okay, I changed my mind. I'm killing the Taurus. I am marrying the Pisces and I am doing the Scorpio.
I'm similar, but I'm marrying the Scorpio and doing the Pisces.
Dude,
Okay.
you
went from killing the Pisces to spending your entire life with them.
I did. I realized that.
Like,
I'm not spending my entire life with a Scorpio or a Taurus is the thing. Like, I can't do that. A Pisces, still not my first choice, but of those three, I need the more mutable one.
Okay, and then Martha, what did you say?
I would kill the Taurus, marry the Scorpio, fuck the Pisces. But honestly, a Taurus would probably do me good. I'm like so bouncy that a Taurus can ground me,
Like in what
but
regard?
like in life,
Oh,
like
in the
my.
Mary sense. You literally said would do me good, and I'm like, oh, okay, all
Oh,
right.
I didn't take
Insightful.
it that
Okay, I'm making notes for what parts of me that you love the most. Thank you guys. So for me, I think I'm going to marry the Taurus, obvs, and then fuck the Scorpio and kill the Pisces.
Okay.
Yeah, the Pisces is really like a hard one there.
It is
Or maybe
hard.
actually they're all hard. That was a hard one.
Well, I think
Yeah.
it was easy beca for me because I'm already basically married to a Taurus. And then I just know that like I need to be the emotional one. I need to be the intense one in a relationship. I think I'm learning that or have learned that. And if I were married to a Scorpio or Pisces, it would be a lot to deal with but while also being a selfish Aries, you know?
Yeah, I think me being married to a Scorpio would be a really crazy relationship.
That would be
Yeah.
tempestuous.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Dramatic.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
would be. But part
But
of me
with a
would like
dramatic
that.
flair.
Yeah.
I know that I couldn't be married to a Taurus. I love Taurus energy for like other types of relationships. But like for long term, I know that I couldn't. And in the same way, Scorpio, like I just, that axis would not want to be married to me either. You know,
Yeah.
like
Yeah. You're like, I'm protecting them.
it's for both of us here, like really.
I do want to say, like, this is such an off-topic ramble or whatever, but like I'm currently surrounded by so many earth risings, and I'm realizing that like I'm experiencing the struggle with earth that I think like you guys will like talk about, and especially with the Taurus stuff, like there's so much silence and so much just like, and the reasoning is they're just enjoying the company. But with my Leo rising, like I have a very different approach where I'm like, yes, I'm enjoying the company, but also like, can we talk? Like, can we also laugh? Not just like sit around in a room and being like, yeah, we're having a good time. But I also like, this is why I'm grateful that I have like in my top three placements that are not compatible. Like Taurus and Leo are not compatible, but I can bring out the one that I need in whatever situation. Like, I realize that I am the most outgoing in a group of shy people, and I am the most shy in a group of outgoing people because of that Taurus and Leo.
Yeah, that's
I
nice.
like
I'm just
that.
outgoing in every group, which doesn't work sometimes.
I don't know. I feel like you're when you're Scorpio's like there,
Yeah.
you can definitely be the observant one. I don't think it's as often as the outgoing times, but I think you have that too in the same way that Mimi has it.
Yeah,
Yeah, but I
you.
definitely cr crutch on the outgoing more than I would crutch on Scorpio energy, so I get what you're saying,
Yeah.
Mimi.
I think that that's where with my Sagittarius versus Capricorn, if I was married to that Pisces, all the Capricorn parts of me that don't want to admit that I just want a hug and to cry if something's not okay, the Pisces would be like right there for
Yeah, they
me.
would just know.
They would
Yeah.
just know. And the Sagittarius parts of me would be like, please
There's two you.
come.
I think
What?
actually your Sag would really like that because the Pisces would be like, here's what I see you feeling.
Yeah, I think that if it was the right Pisces, it could be good.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Group three. This is a fun
Yes.
group. Libra, Aries, Aquarius.
Oh,
Oh,
none of them.
that's really hard.
I love
None
none
of
of them.
the All right. You've got a hard time with air. I've got a hard time with water. Libra, Aries, Aquarius. I'm like, can I marry all of them? I love this. I love all of them.
Okay, I think I'm marrying the Aquarius. I think I'm fucking the Aries. And I mean, yeah, I guess I have to kill the Libra. Like, it's not that I want to kill any of these. It's just that I don't, they're in such a different realm of what I would normally go for. So I think, yeah, actually, I think that's a pretty simple solution there. Marry the Aquarius, fuck the Aries, kill the Libra.
I like how last time we got to such a point of you being like, me marrying an Aquarius. And now you're like, yep, I'd marry the Aquarius.
Yeah,
I
I
love
think
that.
they are forward thinking and they would challenge me, and I think we would have a lot of fun. Like, it's just such a different relationship than the one that I've like found myself to be very happy in. But I think I could still, you know, hypothetically in a game where we're playing fuck, marry, kill, I think I could marry the Aquarius.
Okay. All right. What about you, Martha?
I would fuck the Libra, marry the Aries, and kill the Aquarius. Sadly, I do love an Aquarius, but I'm too emotional for an Aquarius. Like they would hurt my feelings
Yeah.
in a relationship like that.
I totally get that. And I'm like, this is last time I'm married to an Aquarius. I'm literally married to an Aquarius, but like last time I killed the Aquarius and I
Yeah.
feel bad about that. Guillaume was like really upset and then he was like, I guess I might kill the Aquarius too. So anyways, we're fine.
He's like, from an objective point of view, I can see why we're
But
killable.
this is hard for me because I was thinking that okay, if I were to kill the Aquarius again, I would marry the Aries and do the Libra. But I'm also like,
Do the Libra, huh?
that's what I chose too.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Libra has a
But
little something about them, you know? You're like, that could be
I mean,
fun for a
Libra's
night.
romancy and flirty and like social, and it would be like
Flirty.
fun,
Oh,
you
I'd
know?
be like, get
But
on with
banter.
it. Hurry up.
Your Aries, get on
Yeah.
with it. But like, I think. In this case, in the same way that I'm feeling last time, how I married the Gemini, but this time I'm marrying the Capricorn, I think right now, because my mutable self does this, right now I am going to marry the Aquarius and I'm going to do the Aries and I'm going to kill the Libra. I feel like Aries would be a really fun, like fiery moment. And
Yes,
I
I
know that
agree.
it's great being the Aries agrees. And yeah, I feel like it
The
would be.
fastest night ever.
Poor
Oh,
Aries.
I know that it's great being married to an Aquarius, so I'm gonna go with that.
Love
All
that.
right.
I think I could literally play this game forever. Okay, keep
I
going.
know.
I know. This is a great one. I'm like, there's just endless possibilities. We can just keep like
Yeah.
shuffling different combos.
Well,
All
there's a
right.
hundred and, oh no, 144 times 12 possibilities.
Oh, okay. Well,
Okay, math.
get ready for future segments, everybody. The last group here is Leo, Sagittarius, Virgo.
Oh, I love all of them right now
I
so much.
know. I know, me
Oh,
too.
God. Can I
I
just marry
know.
them all?
I know.
Not legally.
Right.
Leo, Sagittarius, and Virgo. Okay, I think I'm going to marry the Leo, do the Sagittarius, and kill. I love you guys. And then kill the Virgo.
Oh, this is hard.
I think that I would marry the Sag, kill the Leo, and fuck the Virgo. There can only be one
Oh,
queen, okay?
it would be very clean.
Very clean.
Yes.
Yes, that would make me feel good.
Yeah, I know.
They would have nice
The pants
sheets.
around the ankles debate all over again. That Virgo man would not put his pants around his ankles.
I think he would have crisp sheets.
Yes.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Ugh, I don't know. I feel so changeable from last time because I killed the Sagittarius last time. I married the Virgo last time. But Leo is a good time. Sagittarius, if it was just like a one-time thing, I could not be married to a Sagittarius. I'm too much
No.
Sagittarius for that. So I think we have to. But like, I'm either killing the Leo or the Sagittarius. I think I am going to marry the Virgo. And
Marrying the Virgo. Wow.
I think so. I think in the same way that I would marry.
Although I could see marrying the Virgo, like for the same reason I would marry the Taurus. Very dependable.
Yeah. And
But they're
my.
so particular. They're so particular.
You're right.
I
I
like
can't. I can't.
particular. As long as it's the same as my particular.
That's the thing. It won't be. It will not be. You will have different particulars.
That'd be hard.
Okay. I'm just sticking with my theme of going completely different. I'm changing it all. I'm going to, in this situation, do the same thing that I swapped with the other one. Instead of marrying the Virgo, I'm going to kill them, and I'm going to marry the Leo and do the Sag.
I love that. Love that for all of us. Virgo, you have a different place in all of our hearts.
If you were to ask me tomorrow, it'd be different. Just know
Of
that, everybody
course.
listening.
We're also such a heart, like we're all fire signs and like fire sign energy people. So as soon as the fire sign energy comes, we're like, okay, everyone
You know
else hit
what,
the
though?
road,
Like,
Jack.
I don't know. I mean, I love fire sign people, but I'm like, I don't gravitate towards them. I'm over here surrounded by
You're
so
earth,
many
yeah.
earth and air people, or like
True.
mercurial people.
That's true. That is
And
true.
watery
That's very
people.
true.
I'm surrounded by air people. I feel like
Yes,
there's
you are.
something to the Mars of it all because my Gemini Mars, that's like my only air placement. And I have so many air suns and moons and risings really in my life. Like it's crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You know what I've been thinking about lately is like, you know how you just sit with energies of like, I don't know, whatever, like a sextile, like Aries and Gemini as a sextile makes so much sense. Like they really work together. Aquarius and Aries, Taurus and Cancer. One that I've been sitting with lately and really like, I don't know, struggling to see where they come together is Cancer Virgo. Like they're so, Cancer being ruled by the moon and Virgo being ruled by Mercury, like one is so emotionally led while the other one is more cerebral. And I'm just wondering how they come together in like a natal chart or in synastry or whatever, like how they really come together and blend as a sextile energy.
That is
That is
interesting
a weird
because,
combo.
you know, you think of like on the other side of Virgo, that other sextile is Scorpio, and that is still very different energy, but there is like they
And it
both
makes
have an
sense though.
analytical way in a different in their own, you know,
They're both investigative.
investigative. Yeah,
Yeah.
and also I feel like both of them can be more backseat, while being very like, they could be very, you know, present and noticeable, but they also can both be really good backseat, like, they're observation. Yeah, but then the Cancer has much more of a, I don't know, it's not at all on that same spectrum. I don't know.
Yeah. And even thinking about like Capricorn, Pisces, like they don't have anything in common, but I can see how well they work together because they both boost the other one's flaws. Like they both support each other's flaws. So I guess maybe that's how Cancer Virgo works, because it's the same axis, right, as Capricorn, Pisces.
When I think of Cancer, I often think of like someone getting shit done, which I know is really? Like such a weird thought of Cancer.
Interesting.
But they are cardinal. Yeah. And they are like getting shit done, just in a different way than other signs. And I feel like the, oh, they're an emotional Cancer, really clouds that part of Cancer. So totally. I see Virgo and Cancer being able to like be really efficient together.
Like being really productive in their own ways.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. I mean, you're so right. Cancer just does get immediate, like, emotional, like, mommy issue in a man situation. Like, so that totally clouds all of the other qualities of Cancer yeah. energy.
And they are, yeah. like,
workers. They're both very service-led. Because yeah, Cancer wants to take care yes. and nurture and hold space for someone else. And Virgo wants to do the tangible things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. Thank you,
Martha. That's a great point. I like the service word for both of them. Yeah. That really feels like it ties them together, and that's excellent.
Totally. So I wonder if anyone listening has Cancer Virgo in their chart and how you've found them to work together, or, you know, sometimes butt heads with one another. Or if you're a Cancer with a Virgo yeah. partner or vice versa.
Mm.
That was it. That's just like a mini ramble, something I've been sitting with and wanted to explore out loud.
Yeah, actually, when you said it, I'm now having a hard time with the Capricorn Pisces. I don't see how they lift each other up. What do you mean by that?
Well, Capricorn is so hard and contained, and Pisces can, like, I always think of Pisces as being able to walk through walls. Like, it's not just fog. It's like this extraterrestrial quality that can just walk through anything solid. And I feel like Pisces can infuse Capricorn and soften them a little bit. Mm. Whereas because Pisces has no form and has no structure, Capricorn really supports them by giving them structure, giving them a plan. And Pisces can dream, but Capricorn gives a plan to achieve that dream. And Capricorn can be very like black and white, led by what seems most traditional or productive, and Pisces can infuse them with like, well, what do you want? What would make you feel good in your soul?
Mm. Something that I heard, okay, every time, just speaking about Pisces energy really quickly, every time I meet someone who is a Pisces, I'm like trying to guess their sign, and I'm instantly like, you're a Gemini or you're a Sag. Like they have like mm-hmm. big energies. And I read or I heard or I saw recently, like, yeah, because Pisces energy is the water that fills holes.
Yeah,
and
feels cracked.
I don't know why, ooh. But that like cracked open my understanding so much of Pisces. I was like, oh yeah, they fill the hole. So if they're in the place where they need to be outgoing, or they feel like that hole needs to be filled, they will. But that really, so anyways, I'm sharing that because it was something that really helped my understanding with Pisces.
Well, yeah. And it's like, look at where Pisces is in your chart or in all of our charts. Like for you, it's your midheaven. And I feel like you really resonated with that, because it's like you do fill the cracks in workplace. Like you can really shapeshift into whatever is needed in the workplace. Mm-hmm, for me, it's the eighth house. For Sierra, it's the third or fourth house in whole sign, or third house for Placidus.
Yeah. You know, when you were talking about the, because I do sometimes think that way about that Pisces and Capricorn, where it's like they are so different, like how are they a sextile? But then I do see it. But I was just thinking about I was reflecting on, who do I know who has these placements? And I have a friend, I have two friends who are opposite, a completely opposite top three. I have a friend who is a Pisces sun and moon, Capricorn rising. Yeah. And I have a friend who is a Virgo sun and moon, Cancer rising. And I'm just thinking of like, they both exist as these sextiles that we're talking about in their top three. And I feel like, you know, the Capricorn rising has like a let's get down to business, really dry approach, and then is just like so connected to everything. Yeah. And then the Cancer rising has this like very, you know, open, welcoming, like almost like, but at the same time, you know, ready to take the back seat if you need them to, but they're here if you need them, approach to things. And then has the most like laid out plan that you just didn't expect.
Yeah.
When, you know, you get to it. And so I like seeing the difference of those energies working within a person, where it's like, okay, here's a warm and open, and now let's get down to business. Yeah. Versus let's get down to business, and here I am, much more open. Yeah. So I do see how they, you know, work together in that sextile way, but it definitely does feel, I don't know, like the difference of earth and water. We say, you know, they're like compatible, they're, you know, the like versus air and fire, but there's something about it that just seems a little bit more drastically different to me than it did before. Now that I'm like going down into this deep dive in this conversation, mm-hmm. like air and fire, I'm like, okay, you fuel each other and you warm this one, you inspire this one, or you know, yeah. But man, earth and water, it is very interesting to see how those play together.
Well, like, look at them as elements of our planet, like water nurtures earth to grow, and earth grounds water and gives it shape.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Yeah. Oh, like a riverbed, you know, holding sure. space for the water.
Yeah. Or even April showers bring May flowers.
Oh
yeah,
I taught my daughter that this morning, so it's fresh off the top of my head.
Ew, not us getting snow in April today. Oh my god.
Ew, don't tell me that. I'm coming to the northern hemisphere soon.
All right, who's got another?
Wait, you're in the northern hemisphere, you're coming to the North America soon.
Right, more cold one. I was literally thinking as I said it, I was like, we're definitely in the northern hemisphere, but geography's not my thing.
Well, I have something that I found on Facebook, as I do, and I liked it. I thought it would be cool. I'd like to know you guys' thoughts, and then maybe we can go through the different houses that they're talking about. So this says, Pluto gives insights on what others may find magnetic about you, what others obsess about over you. And I thought that was an interesting way of looking at Pluto, because I don't feel like we often look at Pluto as detailed in a birth chart as we would the more personal planets, you know? Yeah. So it has a couple examples here. So I'm going to read that again. Pluto gives insights on what others may find magnetic about you, what others obsess about over you. And then the examples are first house, your physical appearance, fourth house, your privacy and mysterious nature, fifth house, your shine, 11th house, your influence, 12th house, secretive nature. So yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think about that with Pluto? No, that's why I thought that maybe we could talk about them.
Yeah, that's just so annoying.
Martha's. Yeah.
Rude. I know.
Well, I feel like that's something that we need to answer for each other, because I'm not going to be here and be like, yeah, people obsess over my private nature. Like, I don't know.
You're a Leo rising. Yes, you are. No, I'm just kidding.
No way. I'm a Taurus moon.
I'm curious if they mean like strangers or people that we know.
I imagine people who you cross paths with, and not just complete strangers, but people that you just cross paths with in your life. Like, I think for you, Martha, people would be fascinated or feel like magnetically, I don't know, interested in the way that you just live your life on a daily basis. Like, it seems mysterious the way that you do your day to day, or I don't know, that you have a very focused way of doing it, but it's elusive still, which is kind of, I'm touching on more Neptune themes than Pluto, but yeah, I don't know. That's how I would interpret Pluto in your sixth.
And honestly, I could interpret the Pluto, because it's in your fourth, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't. Because there is certain things that you will just like say, and I'm like, what? I had no idea. I never knew that about like your childhood.
Yeah. I feel like I've lived many like lives. And so when I start to like, I told a friend who I had known, I've known this friend for 2 years now. And I was like, oh yeah, when I was married in England. And she was like, excuse me, stop. What? Like, I do feel like I have a lot of like things that I've done in my life that now I look very homebody-ish and very like still and stagnant, that people are like, wait, you? Are you sure?
Yeah, I get that. Every time people talk about Scorpio moons, I'm like, I'm not secretive. I'm just not the same person as I was like a few months ago. So why would I talk about it?
Yes.
So I get that.
I'll also say, I think that like Pluto in the fourth, I think that like, I don't know, I find that I attract, and this isn't particularly a positive thing, but I attract like people who just like dump emotional things on me all the time. And
Yeah.
like that, I think, is a magnetic attraction. It's not anything to do with anything I say or what I look like. It's just there's like this magnetic force around me that people feel they can share a lot of emotional things with me. And sometimes I'm totally down for it, but sometimes I'm also like, I'm trying to sell candles, bro. Like, leave me alone, you know?
Not the time or place.
But for you,
if you don't know that Mimi sells candles, know that that is,
that's what I do.
That wasn't just a random statement. That's a true
just
thing.
Trying to sell candles. Go touch some grass, go sell some candles. Honestly, vibes well. And Sierra, for you, I think that people are magnetically attracted to like your social circles for sure.
So that would fit with 11th yeah. house.
Yeah. That's true.
That, yeah.
I am very like interested in how the hell you do that.
I'm interested from a distance in your social life.
Because like, literally not long ago, you guys were like, I have so many air and earths around me. And I was like, I have no one around me. That's literally my thought. I was like, I don't have anyone around me.
Just how the Scorpio moon wants it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, I have an obscene amount of social circles around me.
Yeah.
So I can, yeah. it's a lot.
Don't know how you do it. It is. I am magnetically interested in that.
Okay. Okay. That checks out.
And you know, I'm magnetically interested in like your cleaning routines, Martha.
Oh.
Yeah, actually it is true. People are always like, you should make videos of your days. And I'm like,
literally.
That wouldn't be very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm like, but that's the content they want. Because it's
not people
about
are like curious
do.
About
yeah,
it.
Like people are just curious. Like they want to know more. I think that's something like Pluto, because the thing is, that's why we don't look at Pluto in individuals' charts the same way we do personal planets, because they're all like, all of ours are in the same sign, right? They're all yeah. in Scorpio. But the way to look at Pluto is what house it's in, because that's more individual, right? We all have different rising signs. Yeah. So Pluto's going to fall in a different house in our chart. So that's more like where you can really dive into Pluto. And that's where people are going to be really curious about you, or where you have an air of mystery or an air of maybe repression and like control issues, something like that, or what you obsess over, what you can feel really attached to your core and karmically.
Yeah,
I love Pluto.
I'm thinking about, because like I'm married to a Scorpio rising, so who's got Pluto and Scorpio like first house. It's like your physical appearance, do I don't know that I find my husband's physical appearance a mystery.
Well,
but
I don't know, because he's quite physically comedic too, and like, and I think that ties in his Gemini. Well, I always think like Guillaume is very Mr. Bean like to me. So like, sure, it's not in the same like brooding man in a doorway, whatever, but there is like a magnetic thing that you want to be around Guillaume, you know?
Okay, I like the magnetic part of it more than like the, yeah, okay.
And
I can see
my
that.
Partner's Pluto's in his seventh house, so people are magnetically attracted to me.
Do you?
Honestly, I could see that, but not in the very vain way that I just said it, but I could see people being like, wait, your partner is who? Your partner is what? Because Mitch is a
yes.
very like Taurus rising, like what you see is what you get. He works with wood. He's a Carhartt dude. And then his partner is like this entrepreneur, like podcaster, astrologer. Like people are like, wait, who are you with? And I actually think it gives Mitch more of a mysterious air, you know?
Yeah, because then
yes,
you're like, oh,
I
you're
totally
more open.
See that.
Yeah.
He's more like, open than people realize he is.
Absolutely.
Because it's fascinating to think about this, of like just people that I meet and like what am I mysteriously, you know, or what's magnetic about that person? And I do think that there's certain people, when you find out about their partner, you're like, what?
Yeah.
And you get this whole other like intrigue,
because
that
someone's
comes from finding out about the partner.
A lot about them.
Yes. Yes. I love that. Ugh,
what about your partner,
that's really
Martha?
Fun.
Where's his
Scorpio? It's in his third.
Pluto. Oh.
Okay, so we don't have third here. We don't have second or third on this. Like, what would you guys say for third house? Like, what social circles in a different way than 11th house? Neighbors, community.
Siblings.
Yeah, I don't
I mean, he
know.
does have a mysterious nature, like with his siblings.
Yeah. I don't know. But
I don't
then I
know.
think about our like communities and stuff, and he's not super active in it. Like I'm kind of the Leo stellium in the third
Yeah,
house.
and also third house stellium.
Yeah. He but
Yeah.
he like is very reserved around neighbors in our community and stuff.
Yeah, like I haven't spent enough time around him
He
to
like
acknowledge that.
doesn't want to dabble in it. He's
He's
like,
very private around them.
yes, he's like, we keep to ourselves. We have our own life. Don't tell the neighbors anything.
So then maybe it's not so much people are attracted to his neighbors, but his neighbors are like curious, and then
About
he
him.
responds with privacy.
Possibly, yeah. He, 'cause he is like very like anytime the other day we were walking outside, he's like saying hi to everyone, like people I don't even say hi to. I'm like, okay,
Yeah.
interesting. Interesting. He like has his like big energy, big fire energy about him.
Yeah.
But then like if someone actually tried to like hang with him, he's like, nah.
He's like social when he's not in his sanctuary, like his safe circle. And then when he's in his safe
Yes.
circle, he doesn't want to be messed with.
Yeah. That's why he doesn't want to live like in military housing soon. He's
Right.
like, I work with these people. I'm not coming home with them. And they don't work with him at all, but they work in the same,
Department.
yeah, not in the same building or anything,
Interesting.
but yeah.
That is
Wow. So let
curious.
us know where your Pluto is and how people are very curious about you in that regard.
Yeah, or even if it's easier to spot that in a partner or a friend, you know, where you notice that you're really curious and then they're, I don't know, Pluto's in this in the eighth or I
whatever.
wish mine was in a cooler house. Like people are curious about my cleaning routine. Are you joking?
Sorry.
No, but like it is a thing. Like you even said that like your neighbors know that you have a certain time where you're vacuuming. Like, you know, I feel like there is some sort of curiosity of like, what is that like Martha
What do you
doing?
do
Like, where is
every
she?
day? Like, I feel like even though it's
Yes.
so mundane, it's actually the most obsessive placement there can be, where it's like, I want to be a part of your day to day.
Yeah.
It's very
Hi,
disappointing,
Elad. You're
I assure
welcome.
you. I passed the vacuum quite a few times, so I'm sure the neighbors are confused.
Okay, I
Oh
do
my
have
gosh.
another ramble. And
Give
it's
it.
one that actually Sierra also has because I literally dreamed. This was insane.
Oh my God, yes.
I dreamt that I was recording an episode with some of our patrons and we discussed the zodiac signs as colors. And then I texted Sierra this because I was like, what a weird dream. And she was like, oh, I never told you that I literally almost brought that up in our last ramble and I have it in my notes
Yeah,
app.
I had it ready.
Yeah.
Wait, this is.
I had it ready.
I just think the universe is so weird because, okay, did you guys ever watch Love on the Spectrum on Netflix?
I watched a couple episodes.
Okay,
No.
literally the best ever. Definitely watch it. But I was like scrolling on YouTube, watching YouTube shorts. I am such a boomer. I'm so sorry. And,
No, that's millennial activity.
okay. Abby from Love on the Spectrum was talking about how her boyfriend sees the literal rainbow as numbers.
Well, that's like a whole synesthesia thing, right? Where
Yes,
you
you're right.
can smell colors or feel numbers.
That is insane to me. I know that's kind of off topic to what we're talking about, but somehow
No.
that seemed like the same thing that we were about to talk
Absolutely.
about.
And I mean, I was thinking about doing this ramble and I was like, I need to close my eyes and feel the color of each sign.
But to see a
Yeah.
number, I'm so confused about what that would be like.
See a number?
I
Like,
don't
look at
know.
the rainbow and they all have a number. Do you like I'm imagining numbers literally in the sky.
Okay, well, red is
Or do you
one. I
just
think.
associate colors with numbers?
Red is one, green is four, blue is seven,
Why are you choosing
orange is
that?
three.
Why?
Just cut. I mean, that's what it is.
So do you have synesthesia?
I don't know. I don't know if I have synesthesia or I just have like Taurus placements
Number
and
stuff.
Pisces placements.
Well, this the cutest thing ever. I'm sure she has like some earth or something, but she knew all of her partner's numbers for the rainbow.
Cute.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cute. Okay, so what I wanted to do was like, what colors do you think each zodiac sign is?
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, I love this. And I like think about like making different episode podcast art, and I'm like, well, Pisces is purple. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously.
Can we start whenever I'm doing so that yes, my brain can yes. do it?
Yes. And we have to make sure that we are conscious that not all fire signs are just like red, although Aries is obviously red.
And Leo is obviously yellow.
I disagree.
Oh.
Orange.
Yep.
Okay. I'll give you orange.
So can we start from the beginning?
Okay, so about Aries going in order.
Capricorn.
Okay. So wait, Aries, why am I think starting? Is like fire truck red.
My brain just There's said, so let's much start chaos at the beginning. Right now. And it's like Capricorn.
I know. I know,
Martin. Sorry, I'm only paying attention like, to I'm not the over things that I'm yet. Saying. What's happening?
I was like, let's start at the beginning. Capricorn. Like, thinking January. I have been out of the game too long. Okay. Aries season is the beginning of astrology. Sorry.
Oh, okay. What do you guys think, though?
I think red.
I think that Aries is red, but it's the red that is like erring on an orange.
I could see
red.
That too.
As opposed to like you know how there's a more of a pinky red that you could have? Like this is more of the orangey mm-hmm. red.
Oh, I'm seeing like brownie red.
Oh.
Yeah, like devil. Like picture a cartoon devil. You know how they're like a dark red?
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of brownie.
That's erring on Scorpio, like a blood red.
Mm.
Fine, you win.
No, I don't this win. I'm just having different feelings.
We can all have a different.
Yeah,
no, but you are okay. You are right. That is more Scorpio, but the cartoon I'm picturing, it's really accurate.
I think
but
you just think Aries is a devil.
Yeah. Like Tasmanian devil. Tasmanian
Absolutely.
Devil.
Absolutely. Okay. Taurus.
Taurus is like fresh grass green.
Oh, fresh grass.
Yes.
I think forest green.
I couldn't disagree with it. Like, I couldn't.
Fresh grass green is like too excitable.
Yeah. But it's also fresh and new and like very steadily spring.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I get like wood think, color.
Oh, wood. Like brown.
Ooh.
Yeah, brown, but like I don't want to say brown because that sounds lame. I'm like imagining like,
no, but
wood.
A Taurus would be so down for brown.
Yeah, okay, because I'm seeing green as Virgo.
I mean, there's so many different shades of green too. So like I think like a nice deep forest green for Taurus.
Yeah.
Like a woodland forest green. Okay, Gemini.
I get yellow for Gemini.
I get purple for Gemini.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh, that's fun. I get like a yellow or a lime green.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I feel.
Where's purple feel come yellow. From, though?
It just feels like a Gemini to me.
I like that. I really Spunky. Like that. I want to live in your brain sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, your brain is doing colors and stuff too, the same way my brain is doing it.
No, but your colors are different. Okay, Cancer.
My like first impression is like.
Yellow.
My first impression is like that bluish that's like erring on a periwinkle.
Like Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting like Easter yellow.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. I'm getting like an Easter blue.
I have like a fuchsia, like a magenta.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, for Cancer. It's like very soft and loving, but also it's not.
To be messed with.
Yeah, not to be messed with.
It's a color, man.
It's not a hot pink. Oh. No. Okay. I'm not crazy. But it is like a fuchsia. Like one of those beautiful pink flowers.
Okay.
Leo, I love an orange.
Yeah, orange or yellow. But yeah, more orange.
I have such a hard time with this one. I feel like it's like a gold for me.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, gold is just shiny orange.
Or is it shiny orange or is it shiny yellow? Shiny yellow?
Mm, yeah. You'll never know. It's a Leo.
Okay.
Unique.
Okay. Golds. I mean, the Leos are living for that. Virgo. Yeah.
I'm getting green for them.
Yeah, you get green. I think I get brown for Virgo.
I was going to say like a sandy, like tan, like in between a tan and a brown.
That is the color I had for Taurus. You described it so much better.
Like a dirty dishwater?
Oh. No. Oh, you do that?
Don't look at me like that, you guys.
Don't say things like dirty dishwasher.
Oh, like a khaki or a taupe or a neutral, everything that's in
but
right
like
now.
A really, there's something more like, it's very like dirty dishwasher. You could never, oh, with Virgo, my goodness, that's extra.
I know,
yeah, they would not be happy.
No, I feel like it's something that's like, you know, like a warmer, cozier version of like a tanny, sandy brown, mm-hmm. but with like cleanliness to it, like very, very clean.
Hmm. I also could see a shade of blue for Virgo. Very healing, very calm.
I kind of see like an aqua. Is that a color?
Ooh, yeah.
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 I see that for Aquarius.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, me too.
But I'm seeing it more green, not blue. Like mm-hmm. for Aquarius, I see it like
okay.
green.
Like a turquoisey.
I mean, for Aquarius, I see it of. Blue. And for Virgo, yeah. I see it like greeny. Turquoise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Libra. I think I see a lavender for Libra.
That's oh my God, nice I have color. Such a hard time with this.
Lavender could be Cancer too.
Mm.
It feels cotton candy-ish to me. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like almost like creamsicle.
Oh, creamsicle.
Like a little pinky orange.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Pesh.
What an aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like peach yogurt.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's good.
No, that's it. That's the creamsicle-y, like cotton candy. Beautiful. Yes.
And then I have lavender. And then Martha, would you say pink?
I said pink. Yeah. I was thinking like a light pink, like cotton candy. So.
Yeah. Cute. Ethereal. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Scorpio.
We can
I do
give
feel
it
like
the
I
blood.
See a blood red yeah. or like a burgundy.
Brown. Yeah.
I was going to go with a burgundy, like either a really dark purple or like a really dark like wine color.
Yes, wine.
You know?
I'm looking at my sweater right now that yeah. is a quintessential Mimi sweater. And it is like a wine.
Oh, I know which one you're talking yes. about. I
like
know
a
exactly
Merlot.
Which one.
A Merlot.
Yeah.
Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
Pinot Noir. Yeah.
Yeah. But I could also see it being like the almost black. You know, like I have a really fun nail polish that is like actually green, but almost black. Mm. You know, all of the colors mm-hmm. that are almost black, I feel like is where it's such a surprise to it where, you know, you're not the, you know, absence of color. You're actually just like secretively so rich
ooh,
in one
you're
of
secretively
them.
All the colors, but people think that you're void of color. Ooh.
Scorpio. Did you guys ever, this is like very like early 2000s. Did you guys ever use shatter nail polish?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Like where it like cracked yeah. and it looked like, you know, yeah. you'd paint black over a color and it would crack on
yes.
top. Yes.
So fun.
Yes. That yes. is so Scorpio.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Paint it pretty and yes, then crack totally me did. Open.
Yeah. It was so fun to put like vibrant colors under and then.
Yes.
Honestly, probably not very pretty. Yeah. I want to look at photos of that now.
Yes. Okay. Sagittarius.
Oh, Sagittarius.
I'm getting like that's a neon green.
Oh my God. I'm having an existential crisis. I have no idea. Welcome to my life of not having a favorite color anymore.
Wait, Martha, what did you say?
I said, I don't know.
Oh. Yeah. I feel like electric.
I feel like orange.
Yeah.
Like there is. Yeah, maybe orange, but then also maybe blue or purple. I don't know.
I seriously
I mean, I
don't
could see
have
purple, actually. I could definitely see purple. But I definitely see, like, an electric neon color.
Mm. I think I'm going to go with orange for this one, because I think there is a fieriness, but it's not the red of Aries or, like, the, I don't know. It's, yeah, I'm going to say orange.
I'm seeing red.
Mm.
Okay.
Classic.
But it's not the same as Aries.
No.
But it's a shade.
Let's go back to the beginning, Capricorn.
This is like my forest green.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have two colors. I have a coral and I have a gray for Capricorn.
Yeah, I have a baby blue.
Oh my God. Capricorn would be gray.
What color is coral? Oh, that's orangey, right?
It's orangey red, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm getting like baby blue.
Ooh, good answer. Wait, that scratched my brain so perfectly just then.
Yeah, I love a brain. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you for picking my brain. Ooh, that baby blue for Capricorn. Gorgeous.
Gosh.
I could eat that up.
Aquarius.
Aquarius.
I like the
Yeah,
turquoisey, like
turkey.
aqua color for
For
them.
sure,
Yeah.
turkey.
Turkey.
Turkey color.
You know what I mean, you know.
Oh, my
Yeah, I
gosh.
really like
Yeah.
an electric aquamarine or something, or like a teal.
Yeah, like teal.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a
Yes.
better word for what I was thinking.
I like that. Oh, easy peasy. Sorry we pegged you down so easily there, Aquarius. And then
Yeah, sorry, Aquarius.
Pisces.
Rainbow.
Pisces, I always get purple, but I get purple with like a little bit of silver.
Oh, silver. Love the
Silver.
metallic.
Yeah. I
Ooh,
get
like
so
unicorn blood.
silver.
Unicorn blood is Pisces.
What's
Yes.
unicorn
There we
blood?
go. That's not even, I like all the other signs got colors and Pisces gets unicorn blood.
You know, in like Harry Potter, the
Absolutely.
unicorn blood is like silver. No, but
Oh.
Martha was like, "What's unicorn blood?" I'm explaining.
I'm Googling
Yeah.
it. Okay. The
Yes,
shatter nail polish and then unicorn blood.
it's
What an
unicorn blood.
unhinged
Yes.
search history you have there. For Pisces, I mean,
This
yeah, purple, I think like a deep purple, or honestly, no, I'm wrong. Not the mauve that I was thinking. Mauve? What color would mauve, or what sign would mauve
mauve.
be?
Is it mauve or mauve?
Mauve.
Whatever you want.
I say mauve.
I've heard people say both.
My backyard person said mauve.
Backyard person,
My
neighbor, what, who, what?
partner who's sitting behind
The
me.
person I'm holding hostage in my backyard.
My co-pilot host.
Mauve, and while you're at it, can I get a cracker and
Your
some water? Like,
backyard.
what?
Martha does not have a yard, for the record.
She lives on like the fifth floor.
Literally.
Person who sits outside my window.
I meant my backseat driver co-host.
You said your
My
backyard
backyard
person.
person. Okay. Mauve, mauve. Anyway, that's a completely different sign. Yeah, Pisces, I just see like a nice deep purple. Absolutely.
That.
Wait, so then what's your
Yeah.
top three? What did we all decide on, like for our top three?
Oh.
Oh, mine is wretched. It's like a forest green and orange.
Ooh,
I
what? That's
mean,
great. Pumpkins.
wait. If it was like the pumpkin vibe of like a nice burnt orange with like a sagey green, maybe, but the way that I describe them to myself in my brain, I don't like
Forest
them
green and
together.
a loud orange. And then for you, Martha, you're
Yeah.
a gold and blood red slash black, and
And
then
purple.
and purple. Oh, that's very Halloweeny.
Yep.
Yeah,
it
And then what am I? I'm fire truck red, forest green, and
And
orange. I
gold.
mean, yeah, that fits. That tracks.
Yeah, it does. Also, I have a question.
I don't feel like mine
How are we
tracks.
saying the word? You know, it's a fruit and a color.
Orange.
Orange.
I don't know why, but it sounds like you're saying it so different than me.
Well, Sierra has an
Wait.
accent. She says
Oh.
orange.
Yeah, every
I
time
say
you say it,
orange.
Sierra, I'm like, I am not saying it like that. Orange.
No, she's got the Northeast, like
Orange.
Long Island influence.
Say
Yeah.
it again.
Orange.
No, that's not how
It's
you
not hidden.
say it.
No, it's not. I don't
You
say
say
orange.
orange.
No, but you didn't. The way you just repeated it is not the way you say it.
Roll the tapes. We have
Roll the
proof here.
tapes. Now I'm like, I'm trying to just say it normal. You are now.
Orange. Orange.
But
Is that
every
a
way is a normal
orange?
way
There
to
it is.
say it. I was just
Orange.
wondering if it was me or if it was Sierra. And it's Sierra.
No. We're all from different
It's
walks
me.
of
Hi.
life.
No one's saying it wrong.
Oh my
It's
God,
all
wait. Okay,
correct.
just even though this is not astrology related, I have to bring it up now. There, like, I have a different way of saying these three things, and I think I mean, I know it's because of my New Yorker parent influence, because all of my Maryland friends where I grew up say these three things the same way. It is Marry,
Oh, yeah.
Merry, and the name Mary.
It's like Mary, Mary,
Mary, Mary, Mary.
Mary, Mary,
Mary,
Mary,
Mary,
Mary. Yep,
Mary.
they're all the same for me.
Oh,
Me too.
like that is insane to me. Because I'm
Okay,
like,
you say it.
Merry Christmas. I'm going to marry my
Oh,
person.
yeah.
And then my
Whoa.
cousin, Mary.
Oh,
Like,
you did say them all
they're
different.
all so different to me. And
Mary.
I never realized that that because my
the way you say I'm going to marry this person, like, I've used that A before when I you had a like ridiculous sorry, that sounded so
when
rude
you had a ridiculous
I said
moment.
It like that way when I was a ridiculous person. No. When I had a ridiculous hybrid accent because I lived in England, I lived in, and then it was Liverpool, their like accent, and I just like picked up accents from everywhere. I used to use that A, the Mary.
Yeah.
Mary. I can't even try to do it.
Married and Merry Christmas.
And then Mary. Mary. Is more nasal.
Yeah.
I love dialect and speech. Fascinating.
It's so interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know that it's got to be Mercury related, but then just literally where you, like, I mean, how you grew up and and how you.
Well, and that's like Mercury related, third house related, ninth house related, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have the accent that I had growing up anymore.
Yeah, you probably took on life's experiences.
Yeah, Gemini rising. Just be everyone, be like everyone around you.
Fill those cracks, like, baby.
I have the same accent that I've always had.
Yeah, you do.
But at the same time, I am somebody who is very, like, it's very natural for me to imitate other accents. Like,
yeah, when you speak French, you have a good accent.
Thank you. I really try. Like, I really try to imitate the French accent. And but at the same time, my personal, like, accent doesn't change, which I'm like, okay, Sagittarius, Mercury, what is that? Like, something about it is true to me, but at the same time can adapt and be mutable to any other
accent.
And
that's so hard, especially living abroad, when you have friends from literally everywhere with every different accent that speaks English.
Yes.
And that's what I feel like, I don't have an accent anymore, because I'm like, because I just... there's so much going on. You just end up speaking like a, I don't know.
Like me, like what you said. It's like a mix of all of the accents you were picking up on. Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. But yeah, you do have your accent. But then in French, you sound great.
It's very weird. That's a weird.
It's nice.
It's nice.
Authentic.
But there you go. There we go.
This is really fun. It's nice to have the Firestorm reunited.
Yeah. It has been really nice. And this has been a really fun ramble with, like, I don't know. I just loved all the topics that came up. A lot going on.
So thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed. Please let us know any feedback you have or any answers to the questions or any of the rambles that we've done today. And Martha, why did we ramble today?
Because the stars made us do it.